comes from the 17th chapter of John, and it's about Jesus praying for his disciples, beginning with the 6th verse. And it's Jesus actually praying. I spell out your character in detail to the men and women you gave me. They were yours in the first place, and then you gave them to me. And they have now done what you said. They now know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that everything you gave me is firsthand from you. For the message you gave me, I gave them. And they took it and were convinced that I came from you. They believe that you sent me, and I pray for them. I am not praying for the God-rejecting world, but for those you gave me. For they are yours by right. Everything mine is yours, and yours mine. And my life is on display in them. For I am no longer going to be visible in this world. They will continue in this world while I return to you. Holy God, guard them as they pursue this life, that you confer as a gift through me, so that they can be of one heart and one mind, as we are of one heart and mind. As long as I am with them, I guarded them in the pursuit of life you gave through me. I even posted a night watch, and not one of them got away, except the rebel bent on destruction. Now I am returning to you. I am saying these things in the world's hearing, so my people can experience my joy complete in them. I gave them your word. The godless world hated them because of it, because they didn't join in the world's ways, just as I didn't join in the world's ways. I am not asking that you take them out of the world, but you guard them from evil. They are no more defined by the world. They are defined than I am defined by the world. Make them holy. Consecrate with the truth. Your word is consecrating the truth. In the same way that you gave me a mission in the world, I gave them a mission in the world. I am consecrating myself for their sakes, so they'll be truth consecrated in their mission. Okay, so you notice that the sermon title was consecrated to love, or by love, one of the two. But we've been talking a lot for the last couple of weeks about love and unconditional love and really what separates us in our faith. And this is one of those deals where, you know, we were talking before, I think, Justin, before the service, we were talking about how we have a tendency to take something that happened 2,000 years ago and we try to look at it through 21st century eyes, and it just doesn't happen. So we I lost my thought. Oh, this is one of those things though that has really stood the test of time, because if you go back and you look at everything Jesus did, it was out of unconditional love. And here's the piece that we don't talk about enough, is that in his prayer, he consecrated everybody to do the same thing. That's what this is about. This is the sense of being consecrated. It's the same way that the prophets were consecrated. They and we, as Jesus' community, must live out the responsibility of a call to love. We are called to work for justice, peace, love, and ethical behavior in the world. This is what separates us from the rest of the world. When Jesus talks about giving us peace, not as the world gives, this is what it's about. It's about the ability to love unconditionally. It's about the ability to forgive. It is about the ability that you put in the forefront of your mind, doing just and fair things, to be merciful and to walk humbly with God. You know, we had this big conversation this week about all these different types of churches and everybody going out there trying to evangelize and bring people to the church. Folks, that is actually bad theology. Jesus sent us out into the world, not to build something that people could come to, but to go out into the world and actually rub elbows with folks. The one example I wanted to give you, and it just tore me apart, because, well, first of all, it comes out of my day. And so some of you may not remember the IRA in Northern Ireland and all the stuff that went on between the IRA. That's right. And they were setting bombs all over the place, kind of like the terrorists today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was a bombing of a civilian town in Enniskillen, Northern Ireland, in 1987. It killed 250 people. The IRA claimed responsibility, leaving no doubt as to who the perpetrators were. A 20-year-old student nurse, Maria Wilson, was trapped in the rubble with her father, Gordon. She asked him if he were all right, clutching his hand, and he said yes, and she said, "Daddy, I love you very much." When she was removed from the rubble, she would later die in the hospital. Gordon, her father, grieved for his 20-year-old daughter, yet, now listen to this, he felt no ill will. Indeed, he said he would pray for the people who planted the bomb. Now, normally reprisals of this doesn't get this response. In fact, we respond by going to war, by executing people, by throwing them out of the club, if you will. Wilson's words of forgiveness actually diffused the community's anger. How much different would it have been in Ferguson? Would Baltimore have been different? It isn't. If that isn't what it means to not be part of this world, then what does Jesus mean? In fact, folks, this is what I really want you to think about. This is where the tire hits the road. We can have all kinds of justification for cutting people out of our lives, for talking bad about people. We can have all kinds of justifications for eliminating different sets of folks. But we cannot get away from this prayer that Jesus consecrated us with and said, "I'm not taking you out. I'm keeping you in, and I'm sending you directly into the world to rub elbows with everybody you meet." God bless.